This is Jerry Bingham, host of Hush Loudly on WGN Plus.
So I think that's one of the things about being a creator is make a lot of stuff. Just make a lot. And some of it's going to be your favorite, but a lot of what's your favorite isn't going to be the audience's favorite. And that's okay. Everybody doesn't have to like the same thing. Hey, I'm Tyler Brown, the host of the Wake Me Up podcast. And you are listening to Hush Loudly on WGN.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Hush Loudly, where we are always talking to someone amazing, fabulous. And today is a special guest in that I have been personally touched by his podcast, the Wake Me Up podcast. And so I'd like to introduce Tyler Brown.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really kind. I'm so glad that it's been helpful for you.
It has. So on March 14th, I know the date, Crystal Alston, a friend of mine, sent me, she just sent a text, and I don't even think she gave much context. She just, but we are, that's how we are with each other. So I open it and I'm like, what's this? And it is the one that is my favorite, and it's Everything Is Working Out for Me.
Yeah, I know that one.
And it just resonated with me. And so I also then started sharing it with people, and people respond to me like, oh my God, this is just what I needed today. I'm like, I know it is. And it has definitely contributed to, I think, my outlook. I think that it's only a certain type of person that this resonates with. You know, if you're more maybe a little more pessimistic or maybe in a different space in your life, you may not get as much as those who are open and believing in alignment and what the universe brings and does, and how what you give, you get in return and all that good stuff. So I feel like it is for those people. And we can talk a little bit more about that. But I just had to start with how I found Tyler, and was so happy that when I reached out, you responded and were open to talking about what you have created, this platform. So I just want to say a little bit about Tyler. Tyler is the host and creator of Wake Me Up, a podcast that aims to help people change their lives by starting their morning with mindfulness and positives. And this podcast is about introversion. It is about our introverts and how we live in this world that celebrates extroversion and usually rewards extroversion. And we just find our ways to fit on in. And for those who aren't really familiar with the whole introvert, extrovert conversation, it's really about how you gain or drain energy. And for most introverts, we tend to gain energy in solitude or in our special places, or whether it could be reading, or that's how we recharge our social batteries. And extroverts are typically the opposite. They don't need that solitude. They constantly gain energy. So as they're going through their day, you know, they may go one meeting to one meeting to one meeting, then go to a party after, and they are jazzed and they are still full of energy and wanting more. Whereas we may go three or four meetings and then we're emotionally bankrupt. We're emotionally exhausted. It doesn't mean we can't go on to the next, but what we have to do is find ways to recharge our batteries to get us up to where we need to be, the best versions of ourselves to go on to the next thing or go to that party later. Because introverts and extroverts, we do the same things. We both speak. We hang out. We like people, you know, because there's the stigma that introverts are hermits and don't like people. And so that's part of the reason why I have this podcast, is to have people to think more inclusively about we are just different. That is it. So, Tyler, we talked a little bit about this in email. I typically will ask my guests, are you an introvert? Are you introvert leaning? And if you're not, it's fine. But I'm here to ask you, are you an introvert?
Yeah. So I think it's a spectrum, first of all. Everyone's,
it is,
you know, a unique case. In a very simple way, yes, I need like a lot of alone time. And that's how I recharge myself. That said, I definitely need social engagement, and a lot of my friends and colleagues, just based on interacting with me, think that I'm an extrovert because I'm pretty chatty and personable in those settings. But in terms of just recharging my batteries, Yeah, I need alone time.
Yeah,
and I need it pretty much every day.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of us hear that, that people are surprised when you say you're an introvert. And I think it's because of the stigma. And it's like, I guess, just difference. I don't know what else to say about it. But the experts say that no one is 100% introverted or 100% extroverted, that we are all on the spectrum, exactly what you said. And that we turn on our extroverted side when we need to be, and our preference may be that introverted side when we go home and are on our couch all snugly in our robes and footies. And so that's where we are in this life. And also with us introverts, I'm very chatty with those couple people that I want to be chatty with. But if it's a room full of strangers, I will find that one or two people to kind of hang out with. I'm not working the room. That's just who I am. I don't know. It's just how I'm wired.
So, yeah, I'm very much the same.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to ask you about Wake Me Up. Now, I just read that it really is about morning mindfulness, or that's how it started. So I read that you were an attorney. So how did you go from being an attorney to a content creator and creating the Wake Me Up podcast and any of the other projects that you're working on?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a straight line. Mm-hmm. I quit law basically because I just knew I needed to do something different. And that I wouldn't really be able to have the time and space to get clarity on what that next thing was while I was still doing it. So I quit law, and you know, thankfully I had sort of planned ahead and saved some money, so I had a little bit of a runway and some time to really process it. But yeah, it wasn't like the next month I was just launching shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
can I ask, what did your family say? Did they think you were crazy?
They wanted to make sure that I had some sort of plan in place. I didn't need to know what I was going to do.
Oh, nice.
But they were supportive. And they all knew how unhappy I was as a lawyer. And so they supported it. But also, I was an adult. You know, I needed to figure it out for myself. So I spent a few months sort of just floundering around doing kind of random things, teaching yoga. I taught myself to make websites. And then the thing I was thinking of doing was learning to code and make my own apps. And I had always had this idea for an app that was a morning alarm that didn't jolt you awake into like a stressful state.
Yeah.
You know, most alarms, it's like, and you just wake up in shock.
Right.
So I had this idea to create a morning alarm that was more peaceful, and there would be content attached to it. So you could basically design your own morning routine. And around the same time, I started launching other podcasts for other people. And I realized how much easier it was to launch a podcast than an app.
Hmm.
So I thought, well, maybe I'll just try this content as a podcast and see if it goes anywhere. And here we are.
Okay, I have so many questions. So what was the initial response when you put it out there? What happened? What were people saying?
Nobody really listened. I remember the first email I got was maybe I launched it January 1st, 2020. So it ended up being really good timing in the grand scheme of life because COVID was about to happen.
Right.
And I was going to have all this free time anyways. So
right.
It ended up being a really good serendipitous occurrence for me to have a side project. But yeah, I remember the first email I got was maybe a month or two in. I was doing one episode a week at that time, and I just got this really sweet email that was basically saying, this one episode was so helpful for me. Thank you so much. Please don't stop doing this. And she gave me an episode request too, I think, and I made that one a few weeks later. She's emailed me since too, maybe a few years later. So that was really nice. But yeah, that little, just that one message from somebody who found it meaningful was a lot for me in those early days because nobody was really listening.
Go ahead.
Maybe a year before really there were more than just a few people listening, to maybe like 100 people listening to every episode.
How did you know? So were they liking and subscribing? So you saw it was 100 people. Like, how did you know that that growth was happening?
Well, it was a podcast, so I had analytics on how many downloads were happening.
Okay. And then it now has blown up to like how many downloads?
Well, there's a lot because it's on YouTube and it's on Podcast World. I mean, it's well over a million a month.
How does that feel?
It's a little surreal. It's kind of hard to, you know, you can see the number, but it's hard to picture that many people listening. Every morning I wake up too. And as I wake up, there's people listening to me talk to them, which is a very surreal thing to think about. But it's also really wonderful. Yeah, I know, like, just like that first message I got, I get tons of those all the time, mostly in the comments section. But yeah, honestly, when I wake up, I read people's comments because they're so sweet, and it just feels good to have that community feeling.
Yeah.
It really means a lot to me.
And to hear that you're making a difference. You know, it's funny how you never know what you do and how it can touch someone. So how beautiful it is that they comment and let you know how much that has helped them. Do you remember, well, I'm sure you do, what was your first episode?
I think it was called Morning Routine for Happiness and Contentment. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
And originally, I was doing the format of the episode differently. It was meant to, like, guide you from bed into the start of your day through, like, the whole process. Over time, I realized that was a little too complicated for a lot of people. But yeah, that was the first episode.
Okay. Do you have a favorite episode?
Do I have a favorite?
Yeah.
My favorites tend to be the ones that most of the listeners don't like that much.
Like what? What do your listeners not like?
It's not that they don't like it. It just doesn't.
They're not
they're not as popular. They're not the most popular episodes. The ones I like are actually one from, I think it was last week or the week before, called Choose Excellence. I really like the motivational ones because it involves a little more writing on my part and, like, you know, really massaging a script and thinking about how to tell a story. I also really like some of my more healing-focused, you know, personal psychology-focused meditations, like the shadow work meditation I did, future self ones, inner child ones. And people love those, but yeah, they're just not as popular as, like, the one you found, or your friend recommended to you first, which, by the way, shout out to your friend.
Shout out to Crystal.
Shout out, Crystal. That episode, Everything Works Out for Me, is, I'm pretty sure, my most popular episode. And to me, I was like, okay, this is cool. It's not my favorite, but it's all right. And everybody just loved it.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things about being a creator is, you know, make a lot of stuff. Just make a lot. And some of it's going to be your favorite, but a lot of what's your favorite isn't going to be the audience's favorite. And that's okay. Like, everybody doesn't have to like the same things.
There's so much beauty in that with content creation and everything. You're right. Just get it out there. Just put it out there. You never know what resonates and what will connect. One of the reasons why I love that one, because I've listened to quite a few. I am so happy that. So I just subscribed to you on Apple Podcasts because all of this time it's just been YouTube. And that's the first thing I do. I turn it on. I turn on YouTube. And now that I've subscribed, and of course, there's my library. And so I can choose, do I want to go to the library and listen to one of my favorites? Or do I want to try something new? Because I've tried some of the lives. I've tried some of the longer ones, some of the short ones. I'm a serious fan. And I've also tried where you'll say, you know, you can just listen while you're walking or doing something or in a deep meditative state. And that's what works best for me when I sit there, close my eyes, and I just listen and repeat. And what is so profound is it's like my smile. I can't explain it, but it's like a happiness comes over me and I feel a smile when I say things like, good things are coming my way. I believe that. I believe it. And so it just is it's a feel good starter for my morning. And the reason why I also wanted to talk to you about introverts is we need a recharge, a boost often during the day. Some of us, depending on the kind of job you have. And I will use one of these for my recharge. So if I have a meeting at 9, 10, 11, and then I have a little break and I may sit at my desk, but my next meeting is at 12:30, or I have to run across campus and go do something else, I will listen to this because it's a lift. So it's so much deeper to me. It's yes, I am in this meditative state. I'm saying these feel good words. I'm saying these positive affirmations, but it's also like a boost. And it to me gives me a recharge. And, you know, maybe I'm just nerdy like that, but it puts a smile on my face. And before you, I would do that with music. So I love Prince. It's certain things I listen to. So I'm in my office, put in my AirPods, and then I listen, and that I can get juiced from Prince or something like that. I get that from this as well. And so I want you introverts, as we talk on this podcast about different strategies and tactics you need to use through the day to recharge, to be a better leader, to do whatever you want, I'm urging you to think about this because there's something for you. Like I saw about the one there's for focus and ADHD. So when I saw that, I sent it to a friend of mine and I haven't heard back. I don't know if they listened or what they thought, but it's kind of like you've created something for everyone. And depending on your frame of mind at the time or your mindset at the time, I think that this would be very applicable or could be very applicable to what's going on in your life. So I can't stress enough, you know, and then there are other things like I attract abundance and prosperity. Yes, that makes me smile. Yeah, that's what I'm attracting. And I'm saying it to myself. I'm saying it in my room. I'm saying it in my world. And what also is, and I think I said this to you in an email, when I'm in this positive, and I'm a pretty positive, optimistic person, but say during the day I want to gossip or there's something that is not nice that I'm thinking about doing, I will think back to your podcast. I will think back to, well, wait a minute. Just this morning, I said I have everything I need. Just this morning, I said I'm trusting the universe is taking care of me. So it will make me think twice. Now, I still gossip and I still say things and do things, but it's funny how it definitely sticks with me. And I know you have some for night, right? There's some nighttime affirmations.
That's right. It's a separate channel that I just started about 6 months ago. It's called Sleep Escape. But it's, yeah, sort of the reverse. Wake me up, but for bedtime and helping you fall asleep. There's a handful of shorter ones that are designed to be wind down type episodes. So you might listen to it as you're getting ready for bed. And there's other ones that are longer, which are helpful for folks who struggle to fall asleep. So yeah, that's called Sleep Escape.
I'm going to recommend that. I am blessed in that I fall asleep like a rock. I don't have any trouble going to sleep. And so I tried one night to listen and I fell asleep, and I fall asleep anyway, but I hear lots of people who have trouble sleeping. So I would urge you to check it out. I mean, it's worth a shot. I know what Tyler's content does for me in the morning, so maybe it will be great for you at night. So I urge you to check that out. I wanted to ask, and we're almost running out of time. That was so fast. But I find these to be centering and grounding and inspiring. Do you have any big goals? Like, I know you just started the sleep, but is there anything else that you are working on that you want to share? Or what do you hope to accomplish with what you're doing with Wake Me Up and Sleep Escape?
Well, I think the main thing I've realized as I've left my lawyer phase of adulthood is that I'm a creator. And although I have that analytical or problem solving brain, I'm also a creator, probably more strongly. And it's actually very fulfilling to me that you put me in the same category as Prince, because I love Prince. Definitely
yes.
Not that level yet, but goals, you know. And so my future, I'm pretty excited about, because I'm just going to keep doing more Wake Me Up, planning to have a Bob Ross mentality about Wake Me Up. Mm. I'm just going to do this forever. I'll paint the same painting 100,000 times if y'all like it. And I'm going to start doing some more music, which was really my initial dream and passion when I was a kid and a teenager. So I'm really excited for this next phase of my life.
I love that. And I'm excited too. And I want to go back to what you said about your highly analytical and also creative. These are some of the strengths of some introverts. Like, I will also share that Oprah is an introvert. People are often shocked to hear that, but she came out on an interview and said it. I keep a running list of, you know, because I think people can appreciate to hear that somebody like Oprah, who we don't even need to say her last name. Everybody knows who she is. Well, I don't know if the younger people know. I don't know if the 10-year-olds know. But most people know who Oprah is. She is an introvert. And I can see it if you think about how she lives her life and how she's out when she needs to be, but she's not always out on the scene. And even with her shows and how she talked about in her bedroom, she didn't have a TV, all of these things. But also people like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos. These are people that are brilliant and out there and have created amazing companies and brands that we all know. So there is room, Tyler, for you to go on and take the world by storm and do whatever. And then the actors, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, there are a lot more actors coming out now saying that they kind of have a different persona. So when they're acting, that is their job and that's the persona. But when they are off stage and off camera, they are introverts. RuPaul kind of shocked me a little bit. He said that in the opening of his masterclass that he's an introvert. So there are lots of us out here doing amazing things. According to the experts, 56% of the world is introverted. But most of us, some of us just don't know it. And that's probably because of the stigma. We don't want to be tied to or associated with a word that's being looked at as a hermit or, you know, can't do anything. So, Tyler, you're in good company. I can't wait to see what is next, what you provide. I will be following. Also, let me know what's coming down the pike when you release something new. Maybe we can do this again. So I want to thank you so much for sharing your idea, sharing Wake Me Up with us and Sleep Escape. And also, I want to thank you for your time today, for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's really special. I'm glad you brought me on. I'm super glad you're enjoying the show, and I appreciate you sharing your platform to share my show as well. Thanks a lot.
Enjoy Hush Loudly. Please subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to us. Did you know Hush Loudly has t-shirts? Yep, show the world you're an introvert without saying a word. We also have t-shirts for the extroverts in our lives who need us. Go to hushloudly.com/shop.